This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as to great radio stations all across America. And I'm broadcasting from my Moss Nissan studio. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people that are working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thank you for what you're doing. And the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thank you as well, because we know that you keep America rolling, all of you. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, without further ado, let's go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
A letter was sent by President Trump yesterday, and it was sent to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Now, that was an interesting letter. You want to tell us about that?
Well, it was 8 pages, and the Democrats are already saying that there's no case law to it and so forth and so on, yet it actually has it in reference. It's very similar to what McCarthy laid out earlier or later last week on her tactics for this impeachment inquiry. Now, the letter went to Pelosi. It went to the Elliot Engel, Adam Schiff, and Elijah Cumming.
Mm-hmm.
And this was drafted by the White House lawyer. And, you know, he lays it out saying that, one, that all of this is to overturn the election results of 2016,
mm-hmm.
Which is not necessarily just about the election results, but it's essentially nullifying, what was it, 64, 65 million people that voted for him. So they're nullifying our vote with this, because there's really no basis when it comes to the impeachment inquiry because of the Ukraine phone call, when the Ukraine phone call was legal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so the one thing that's listed in here is that it constitutionally is invalid because it violates due process and separation of powers.
Okay.
And he went through all of the citations, and went through resolutions, and, you know, legal cases, several of them. So the Democrats say it has no legal standing because they cited legal standing in that part of it. Then they say the invalid impeachment inquiry plainly seeks to reverse the election results and to influence the election of 2020, which is clearly what is happening. And, they're referring to what Nadler has said in his 4 speeches and presentations, Then it goes, there is no legitimate basis for your impeachment inquiry. Instead, the committee's action raises other serious questions, going to, again, referring to the phone call with President Zelensky. So, yeah, it is really laid out. It's, you know, the Republicans are saying it was beautifully drafted. And the media and the Democrats are just laughing at it. So what is necessarily going to happen here is it could very well end up in court. And I think this is laying the groundwork that this will end up in court, because when the ambassador was, you know, was flown back to the States to testify yesterday, and then at 12:30 in the morning, they said, no, you're not going to do it. And then they told Schiff that he isn't coming, Ambassador Sondland. That blew things up. So that shows the defiance that the White House and all things White House and Trump are not going to cooperate, because this whole thing is illegitimate.
Unbelievable.
So it'll go to court, and going to court means that this will all happen, not probably this year, because this is going to eventually end up in the Supreme Court.
Right.
So they're fighting back.
All right, and let's take a call here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name and what's your question? Morning, caller.
Well,
I don't know what that was. Do you?
No.
Hey, Facebook. We're live on 8:20 a.m. from Tallahassee to Orlando to Naples. Also on FanStream Sports.
All right. I don't have any idea what that's all about there, so let me get rid of that. There we go. Get rid of that right there. Let's try it again. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is David, your Uber driver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, David. Was that you a minute ago?
Yeah, it was. I don't know what happened, but I dropped the call.
All right, well, go ahead.
We had talked last week about, you know, they kept throwing mud, keep throwing mud, but no matter what, President Trump looks dirty.
Right.
And with recent polls on the impeachment thing going up and up and up, it's a war just to dirty Trump for 2020.
I agree. All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go, but I do agree with you 100%. All right, and Denise, you hang on. We'll be right back, Denise. And David, thank you very much, and be careful out there in the roads. I know he said it was very foggy down there, South County, so there you go. And Eric is chiming in saying the DNC, Obama administration. Okay, I'll get to that one, Eric. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People were interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. We appreciate you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends over at the United States Concealed Carry Association. And let me just tell you a little bit about them. If you don't know about them, you should, especially if you are a proponent of the Second Amendment or if you have a concealed carry permit, because somewhere along the line, someday, somewhere, you don't know when, you don't know how, you might need to use the USCCA membership to save your proverbial butt. Now, you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on that logo link that's right there for the USCCA, and what will happen is a drop-down window will appear, and it'll say, do you want to enter to win a free gun? And every day it's a different gun, free gun a day giveaway. And you can do that. And then after you get done doing that, take a look at the three levels of membership that you could become a member of the USCCA at. Now, when you do that, you'll be eligible to get $474 worth of free stuff because that's what they do. And they'll give you some of the great things that the USCCA is known for, books and training material and some of the little carry bags and kits and that sort of stuff. But you really want to get the magazine. Concealed Carry Magazine, award-winning now, 2 years in a row, because they bar no expense to keep you properly informed. And there's savings in there, too, on different things pertaining to guns, camping, fishing, hunting, and all of the like. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link, and away you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. We had a question here about how many ISIS fighters are in the region?
The reports have been between Iraq and Syria still around 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
We also do not know how many that the PKK and the Iraqi Kurds are actually holding as prisoners. We have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But those in Syria that are in detention are the ones that are immediately of concern because if the Kurds are forced to retreat, and some have, and some, we don't know who's going to be managing those detention centers, and if the Kurds get angry enough, they just say, all right, fine, you know, Turkey, you deal with these people, and they just open up the prisons.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what that number is that are in detention. All I can say is, you know, it's kind of a very fluid condition there. Turkey is moving in assets. They're moving in armored vehicles into the border towns. We've heard that they've flown several airstrikes.
Yeah.
And we're hearing it from various, I would say, credible sources.
Yep.
But it doesn't seem to be picked up in the whole mainstream that the Turkey is doing this. Mm.
No, I heard now, two sorties yesterday. I did hear about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there were, I think, two the day before. So this is an interesting situation, because this is the very moment that Trump said, if Turkey is, you know, doing any kind of bombing on the Kurds and attacking the Kurds, then he would begin to work to take down the Turkish economy. So I don't know if this is going to make him ring that bell or not.
Yeah. All right. Well, there certainly is plenty of stuff going on, and again, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. And I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, everybody. Now, how come we hear about the Bidens in all of this discussion, but we don't hear one word about John Kerry and John Kerry's stepson, who apparently also profited from this stuff that was going on, go ahead.
Christopher, there were three. There was Hunter Biden, there was Devin Archer, and there was Christopher Hines. Christopher Hines actually kept his father-in-law very abreast of all things Burisma in Ukraine, and in fact, more than once, communicated with John Kerry's staff people at the State Department. And, you know, there were emails going into the State Department. So, I don't want John Kerry not to be included in this conversation, because now we're using other parts of government agencies in all of this. What those emails were, we don't necessarily know, but those communications were going in not to John Kerry, but other personnel at the State Department. So, he is clearly part of all of this. Now, at one point, there was a falling out, and Christopher Hines, you know, quit Burisma. But let's determine then why he left and when he left, and as this is when it was discovered that illicit funds and money laundering was happening at Burisma. So, I believe that this is why the prosecutor, not the fired one, but the other one, the one, you know, which we're talking about three different prosecutors here in Ukraine.
Right.
But they have reopened the case, and they reopened the case long before Trump asked them to. And that's why Biden said, hey, go shut it down or you're not going to get the $1.6 billion from the United States. So, there's lots of moving parts here. Context is very difficult. The timeline is very difficult, but you almost need a piece of paper and a pencil to kind of like line all this stuff up and the challenges for us. Kerry's not to be left out of this conversation for sure.
Now, China also comes up in a conversation about, of all things, the NBA. And the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, is headed over to China today to try to salvage the relationship that they have, the business relationship between the NBA and China. I don't know what will happen there. Do you?
The NBA is just after money. And, the NBA, they screwed themselves up on this one. This is where politics really shouldn't enter into sports, but, you know, here it has. And this NBA commissioner, he is a little on the weird side, too. So we don't know. I mean, that topic's not over with, but he's trying to, you know, settle all the dust that happened here. I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, I got an Eric question, as only Eric can ask it. With all of these knuckleheads involved in the Ukraine in corruption, one must ask, when will the sword of justice fall upon the necks of those that desperately deserve it?
Don't expect any swords of justice. Let's just put it there. You can hope for one, but don't expect one. We've been expecting it, and we've been disappointed and disappointed and disappointed. We can go all the way back to Fast and Furious and Benghazi and IRS and all the other kinds of things that were happening under the Obama. Don't expect anything. If something happens, we can all celebrate. But in the meanwhile, you know, as they say, keep your powder dry, because nothing's really going to go anywhere.
Yeah, and if somebody does get arrested or charged or whatnot, it's going to be somebody way down the line. They're going to start out with a Peter Strzok or a Lisa Page or something like that, and then see if they can flip somebody above them.
Well, I mean, precisely right. And, you know, if you read the article on the front page of Fox News late yesterday afternoon, Susan Rice has a book coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And in her book, interestingly enough, she was forced to go out on the four or five Sunday morning talk shows and talk about Benghazi.
That's correct.
She apparently told her mother about this, and her mother said, you need to get out of this because you're being set up. And Susan's like, no, nobody ever did it to me. Well, it turns out she felt like the Obama administration threw her under the bus and made her take the fall on that one. So she admits that, that they set her up on. So her mother ended up being right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And out there in California, PG&E is going to cut power to 800,000 to a million people out there. Boy, must be nice to be in California.
Yeah, I just saw where they already had cut some power as early as late yesterday.
And I know you're going to be watching the Rays when they play baseball tomorrow, right? Out in Houston. I didn't see the game, but I was following it on my phone yesterday because I was traveling, and I couldn't find what channel they were on to begin with because of where it was going. But anyway, it is what it is. So what are you writing about today?
I can't write. Things move too fast. I can't write. And I'm looking at what other people have written, and it's already dated and wrong. So I can't do it yet.
Yeah, I know. I got caught that way this morning myself with stuff that was just 4 or 5 hours ago. It was new, but not this time. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, and that's what she's talking about, because I had news when I came on the show that was accurate, up to date, and 4 hours later, it was outdated. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are pushing ahead with their impeachment probe after the White House blocked an official from appearing before Congress. Ambassador Gordon Sondland had arrived in Washington from Brussels for the deposition, but preventing his testimony may have been approved by the president, who tweeted, "I would love to send Ambassador Sondland to testify, but unfortunately he would be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court." House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says the refusals will be looked at directly as an impeachable offense.
To be further acts of obstruction of a co-equal branch of government.
A new Washington Post poll finds the majority of Americans, 58%, support the impeachment inquiry, and 28% of Republicans back the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. With two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is right here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in Tampa Bay. National Aviation Academy. To find out more, check them out online, naa.edu. But in the meantime, here is more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are coming out of high school and they're not going off to college. They're coming out of a trade school or a technical school. They've learned some sort of trade, whether it's pipe fitting, welding, maybe an electrician, maybe a plumber, whatever. But when you start your job in the trade, you're going to start out as an apprentice. And you're going to start out as what we call an 80 percenter, which means if you're $12 an hour on your salary, you'll get 80% of that or $9.60 for whatever length of time you are an apprentice. And that works the same way with the other professions, too. But how would you like to start out with a job that paid you top dollar money right off the bat, say $50,000 or $60,000 a year or more, depending strictly on you and how good you develop your skills as an aviation maintenance tech? Well, it's there to be done. And you can check out the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston,
and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here on the airport, the Tampa Clearwater St. Pete Airport. And a busy lot is a happy lot. I found that out, so don't worry about the stuff that you have to do there. Now, you can check out the National Aviation Academy by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, that phone number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. But I'm telling you, when you get over there and you ask questions, you want to take the tour at either the Clearwater facility or the other facility right up in Massachusetts. You want to take the tour. That's what you should be striving for. All right. Now, going back on over here, the Army, more than half of the Army spouses in a survey recently taken, said they're stressed, overwhelmed, and tired. The majority of Army spouses reported feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and tired in the past year. And that's not necessarily good, so we'll see if we can do something to help them out there. I'm sure that's what the Army's doing now. Now, Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's clemency package is on the CNO's desk right now, Chief of Naval Operations. And that's Admiral Michael Gilday. I'm sure it's going to go to the White House for the President's review, too. We'll see what happens, because this guy could be one of those that may not be guilty as charged. Don't know. I haven't got the evidence here or anything to tell you, but I just know that he had an impeccable record as a naval officer, as a naval chief petty officer. So hopefully he'll come out of this. We'll see. Now, we have a situation. A couple of days ago, three men died after ramming their car into a security gate at Robins Air Force Base in Georgia. That's all we know right now. We don't know anything else. We don't know why they were trying to ram the gate, if they were coming in for a different reason, whatever the deal was, but that's what they did. And they wound up dead. Now, the Marine Corps reopened an old aviation mishap investigation following a deadly 2018 mid-air tanker collision. Now, during the investigation of the deadly 2018 Memorial mid-air collision of a KC-130 and a Hornet, the Marine Corps discovered a similar weak mishap that had happened in 2016 where no one was killed. One of the planes went down, the other one landed to make sure they were okay. And by the way, veterans news out there for you veterans, how about a must-see video? Well, it's a new trailer. It's behind the scenes. It's all about love and civil blockbusters. Also, you can see the movie if you want, about Alvin York becoming our Congressional Medal of Honor winner. Quite a story behind that. If you ever get a chance to see the picture, it's well worth the price of admission. But you got to pay for the popcorn. Now, before we move on here, I just want to mention that last night we had just a great night down there in Englewood. The Liberty First a group down there, and the Englewood Republican group down there, they meet together now. And we had the largest group that they'd had for their existence is what we were told. So happy to see that. Great job. Great people. We'll be back. We enjoyed being there, and I was told you enjoyed us. I didn't hear anybody that didn't. And by us, I mean myself and the author of the Rules for Deplorables book, Kathy Chamberlain. By the way, her book is doing quite well, thank you very much. And what we're doing is we have what we're calling is the Deplorables Tour, where we're going around and we're just talking up Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and what the progressive left liberal socialists are doing to us every day of the week. And we can identify it because they're using Saul Alinsky's tactics. So we identify the tactic, we tell you what it is, and then we tell you how to counter it. And some of you may already know. It's for the big club. No, I'm just kidding. some of you already know that you got to dish it out, give it right back to them. When they go in and get off on you, it's time for you to turn around and just nail them to the wall with some of their stuff. I had a woman last night. She asked me, she goes, well, what do you call these people? I don't want to call them idiots or morons or fools or anything like that. I just don't want to do that. What do you call them? I said, how about call them a perfume parlor snake? And I said it to her, and she said it a couple times. She goes, I like that. I like that. So you guys learned a new phrase down there. You're dealing with perfume parlor snakes. And there you go. All right, well, we're coming back here. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us here. And Chris is on a roll here of late, and we'll let him tell you about that because that's something he's good at, is letting you know the who's, the what's, the where's, and all that good stuff. And here in the Captain's America Third Watch, I'm just the pilot that steers the ship. You know what I mean? That's all Chris's job, and Denise's job, and Kyle's job, and Frank's job, and all the different contributors that we have, and Ron Edwards, too, for that matter. Whatever they do, whatever they say, is what happens when the show queues up for the next time. Now, let's not forget that coming up in about 18 minutes, well, actually 23 minutes, sorry, I forgot about the news break, we've got Colonel Jim Warshak, retired United States Air Force Colonel. We'll talk a little bit about some of the military stuff going on, especially over in Syria. And then we'll talk politics about what's going on with all this stuff in Florida, because Florida is ground zero for the country again. Whatever happens down here will set the mix for the rest of the country, I'm sure. But there is a big, big, big movement afoot to organize to get these groups together. So, you know, you got the Democrats over here, Republicans over there, it's the Libertarian Party over there, and so on and so forth. But we'll see how that works out. In the meantime, those of you that have to leave us, you have a good day. Other than that, I'll be right back with our Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And Wayne Allyn Root will be on tonight. He'll be my first guest tonight. Kyle Warren gets the night off, and Wayne Allyn Root is coming on. This portion of the program, my conversations with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Relief Factor. Yep, that's right, Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, you've got stuff you just can't get rid of, and you're loading up with a bunch of ibuprofen or Buffrin or Aleve or Excedrin or whatever it is you're taking, guess what? That's not good for you to do that, and I'm sure somebody's already told you that. So how would you like an all-natural pain relief problem solver? Well, Relief Factor is just that. If you have arthritis like I do, it'll help you. If you have back pain like I do, it'll help you. Knee pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain it is, and muscle aches too, Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start, is the way to go. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And what you do is you follow the instructions, you take it the way it says to do it, and then you'll know whether or not it's going to work. And you can get it by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website. Go over there, check it out, tell them how good you did, and then you'll have an opportunity to win another free prize right behind that. But your prize for right now is Relief Factor, the 30-day quick start, $19.95. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, joining us, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Mr. Jim Jordan had a little something to say. I'm going to play just a short bit of this about Mr. Adam Shifty Schiff.
Based on the unfair and partisan process that Mr. Schiff has been running, when you think about what the Democrats are trying to do, impeach the president.
All right. Mr. Schiff, let's start out with that. What is his goal? Just to do anything on no holds barred to do what he's doing, even though we understand he's violating congressional House rules?
Listen, right now, Matt, whether or not I think Democrats stick away from the entire thing, or some of the statements that they're making, and they can remember Congress doesn't come back into session until next Monday.
Right.
This thing head on then. I don't know what's going to happen. Again, the major push is on in the mainstream media to get into it. Now, decision yesterday not to deal and help them, I think, is a brilliant one because it's going to force their hand. And if they don't have anything, what's going to happen is that, you know, okay, come after, get this stuff, but you people are going to in support of this or not. Well, there's going to be the consequences. So, again, I'm not sure, right? I know it's Byron York that the whistleblower actually has a professional relationship with one of the 2020 Democrat candidates, helping them out, working with them. So it's getting people on the shady side.
Now, we have a situation in Syria developing, and I've got a fresh story here. Denise Simon is just sending me something. Turkey has entered Syria, and the Kurds are standing their ground to fight against the Turks. Now, this is not the group that fought with us, per se, because a bunch of them moved back with our forces yesterday, and the day before they moved their families and whatnot back. So this is a part of the PPK, and there may be ISIS mixed up with these people and all that sort of stuff that is apparently getting ready to fight the Turkish military.
They've been fighting the Turks for longer than we've been a nation.
Right.
In reality, you know, Kurds and Turks, it's area and a group of people that quite frankly don't have I don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of what happens when we decide to create countries after major wars turn out exactly that well. We need to get, in my opinion, I know there's a lot of Republicans out there, they're no, we can't leave, got to at some point in time Trump has to follow through with his campaign promise to get a least, and he did promise that, and that's one people voted for him. And I think the majority of people would probably go along with the fact that, you know what, we need to start drawing down from all of these areas around the globe.
Right, and one of the things that we are doing right now is we are moving troops around. We're not taking them out, per se, but we're moving troops out of harm's way back into another area towards the rear, what we call used to call the rear echelon. And I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You know, I got to ask you this question. The Kerry son-in-law, John Kerry's stepson, who was the other principal that got that money, that $1.5 billion, I don't know if it was a loan or an investment or whatever it was from China. We haven't heard anything about him, have we?
No, I'm not too familiar. Because, again, it gets confusing. So John Kent, there was family was involved with this as well?
That's right. Yep.
All right. How do these people get really, really wealthy? Well, in Mary's case, he marries into it. But again, it's getting input between these massive deals between foreign nations and end up becoming some sort of, you know, middleman. And that's an example of this.
Okay. And again, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. There was a really weird, and I mean weird, case that came in front of the Supreme Court yesterday about what is sex, what is the definition of gender, male, female, transgender, this, that, and the other. And we don't really have any indication of where that's going to go, but my goodness, what a day, huh?
Yeah, I was trying to make heads or tails out of some of these cases. One of the cases, the individuals has actually died already in front of the Supreme Court. You can't, the default to you know, half-baked notion that you have with all of these myriad of genders out there. It's binary. It's one or the other. It's science.
Yeah.
People like it, you know, tough. That's where I come down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I get you. I understand what you're saying. Okay, and the other thing is that we have, it seems that we've got more chiefs than Indians here. Every time you turn around, there's somebody else doing something in the Republican, I'm sorry, in the Democratic pack of challengers, presidential candidates. Now, we've got 12 candidates that are going to appear on stage for the next debate. Is that correct? That's my understanding.
Wow. Jeez. So they could divide up and they can play basketball. It's
yeah.
Well, what are you supposed to get out of that? Aside from one-liners and say, that's not a debate, okay? That's not. It's not how debates are supposed to work. You know, maybe you might want to break these down to, like, one, have some sort of NCAA-type situation like they have with basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But what is anybody going to stand to gain from this? We all know how the mainstream media will handle, obviously, force most, the, you know, the larger candidates and some of the Tulsi Gabbard and others mm-hmm. won't get the attention that they deserve.
Yeah, you're right. And again, when you take a look at everybody that's out there, when it comes time for the actual numbers counting, I mean, some of the candidates have done very well. I'm surprised sometimes by the fact that Kamala Harris is still in it. And that Amy Klobuchar is still in it. By the way, Amy Klobuchar had a big payday in terms of fundraising. I don't know how that happened, but she got a bunch of money.
Yeah, the one's raising the money right now is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Which is because, you know, his last campaign during budget didn't have a lot of money. And this time around, he's got a lot. So, and it continues to come in. People are supporting him in this whole... Basically, what Democrats did was they fundraising.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing for sure. And, folks, Chris Markowski, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, find out which station he's on near you. And if he's not on a station near you, then go back in and say, hey, I want to hear the Chris Markowski show, and we'll see what happens there. So there you go, right? By the way, the Trump emergency appeal is holding off the New York State's demand for his tax return. You know that, right?
Yes. They put in to hold that off.
All right, got to go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street. I think we're having a little problem there with his phone at the tail end, but I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.